I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
This is the Roz and Mocha Retro Show.
Oh, okay. You guys ready to do this again?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody awake?
No, it's Sunday.
Listen.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Shem. That is Maria. That is Maury.
Hi.
To my left, although you can't see us. This is another edition of the Roz and Mocha Retro Podcast, where we dig into the archives of the Roz and Mocha Show and talk about moments, moments that you've also shared with us that are not available on other podcasts. So, who would like to go first?
You.
Oh, I will go first. Question for the room.
Yes.
I'll start with you, Maury. We're all going to be honest here, okay? How old would you say that you dress? You can't see. He's looking at himself head to toe
really
right now.
Really pondering.
I would
this.
Say anyone can dress this age.
Okay, so how old would you say that you
rough
look?
Estimate.
Take a guess.
I'd say my age.
Your age, which is? You want to share? Yeah, okay. All right. A spry 40-year-old man?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Maria, what would you say for yourself?
I mean, hold on. These are new Levi's. Go ahead, Maria.
I'm gonna get them new jeans.
Yeah.
I think I dress my age. I'm 27.
Okay. I definitely dress older than my age. I am 36, and I feel like I dress like I'm 46, for
I
sure.
Think Maria dresses older.
Older?
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'd say
really?
32.
Oh! I mean, you know, my sister is 32 and we dress the exact same.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go. So
there you go.
Back in 2013.
Wait, how old did you say you dress?
I said 46.
No.
You don't dress 46.
No, I do. No. I've got
15.
15? No.
American Eagle hoodie. Come on.
I think it depends on the day because I can come in here also looking like a 15-year-old some days.
Yeah. I think I have like gym teacher or like dad.
Yes, you do give gym teacher vibes.
Totally, totally. Yeah. Well, back in 2013, this is what we were talking about. Maury, you had a different answer. You'll see.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2013.
Do you dress your age, do you think?
Yeah. What?
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I dress like any normal 28-year-old dude.
Okay. Because you still like wear ball caps and t-shirts with stuff written on them.
Yeah.
And you always match your sneakers to your shirt.
And my watch.
Like, if I didn't know you better, I've always said I thought that it's like when you dress a child, when like they wear Garanimals.
Shut up, man.
When you go to the closet, you're just like, okay, giraffe hat, giraffe shirt, giraffe shoes. There we go. All set for today. And everything matches. Right?
What's wrong with
the
giraffe?
What's wrong with the giraffe? And this is interesting, though. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with a wear-by date when it comes to clothes and people.
Okay.
But the story says women should stop wearing mini skirts at 37, says a survey.
Ooh.
I'll read it to you here. Just because you've got it doesn't mean you should flaunt it. A whopping 2/3 of women say that most female fashion has a wear-by date, regardless of how great your body looks. The general consensus among those surveyed, crop tops should be ditched at 34. Mini skirts and leggings at 37 and bikinis at 40. Meanwhile, belly button piercings should be removed by the time you turn 35. And long hair should be given a chop at 42 to a shorter, more mature look.
Yo, who are these nerds writing this
article? I don't know. But
because
is,
all of that is 100% wrong. Ladies, if you got it and you want to rock it.
I don't know, though.
You go ahead. Do
I
your
don't
damn
know.
Thing.
I don't know.
Be proud.
I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with being proud.
No, but if you got like some killer legs and you want to show that off, then go ahead. Wear a miniskirt. Who cares?
Okay, I don't know, dude. I'm just saying that sometimes maybe this is the right way to go. Sometimes maybe we... the problem is that we age and our closet just sits there. And then we keep going back to it and back to it and back to it and back to it.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're 40 years old wearing a mini skirt that you had when you were 28.
Okay, but some women are smart enough to realize when they should stop.
I don't
know. Because maybe things don't look the same
as they
used to.
But that's the question. Is there a best before date on fashion? Like, I often look at some of the stuff I own, and I'm like, God, maybe I shouldn't wear that. My super tight jeans and stuff like
that. That shirt.
But I do. Yeah, this shirt. But I do. I still wear it all. I purged a lot of stuff from my closet because it was just, I wore it in my younger days. And yeah. It's just not me. It's just not appropriate
all your miniskirts
for
and stuff?
All my miniskirts. Shut up with that. I am over 37, so I had to ditch all the miniskirts. Yeah. And my, but is there, I guess that's the question. Is there, and are you offended by this in any way? Are you 37? Maybe you think women should ditch miniskirts.
Please,
by 37.
Go through those stats
I'll
one more time
stats
before
again.
We open the phone lines.
So is there a whereby date, regardless of how good your body looks? That's the big thing in here, okay? The general consensus among those surveyed, crop tops should be ditched at 34. Mini skirts and leggings. I don't know what their problem is with leggings. At 37. So no mini skirts after 37 and bikinis at 40. If you're over 40, no more bikinis for you, regardless of how your body looks.
416-870-8888. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
So no more miniskirts.
Shut up.
See, I still think I dress really young.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you
surprised.
Are young, Maureen.
I mean, I have young skin.
You do. You know what? The guys clown on you for your multiple things that you put on your face, the squid oils,
snail oils,
and all that sort of stuff. Maureen's got very clear skin. Like, very, very clear skin.
No, I'm very impressed with my skin.
Yeah.
If that's one thing that I got from someone, it's my skin.
Yeah, skin looks great.
Being for good skin.
Maria, why don't you go next?
Okay, so I also question for the room. Have you ever by accident left your windows open when it's rained?
Oh.
Well, you got it, like car windows?
Car windows, yes.
No. I'm not stupid.
Well, clearly Roz and Catherine are because they left the roof open of the truck and it poured.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I visited my friend Amanda in Ottawa once and we went inside for lunch. She has a convertible, PT Cruiser. She's the only one.
Oh, no.
And she left the roof down, it poured. We had to, like, literally shovel out rain.
Oh, wait, what? Shovel out? Oh, like it piled up?
Yeah, and then used towels and, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's awful. So when was this from again, Maria?
2015.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2015.
So that storm yesterday that we had last night, I was out of the city. Was it terrible here too?
Like 5 minutes.
It only lasted like 5 minutes.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Up in Vaughan, it rained for like legit 10 minutes.
Okay, so we had it for like 20 minutes. Just like I'm talking, you know the amount of rain.
Yeah,
right?
It was pouring.
Catherine leaves the roof of the car completely open.
Oh no!
Completely open. Right?
Yeah.
The cup holders.
Yeah.
Were like level full with water.
Really?
Yeah, level full with water. My wallet was in one of them.
That sucks.
Yeah. All sorts of, we were driving back last night, all sorts of stuff starts going wrong with the car too.
Oh no.
So I think it's because she soaked the car. And then, we have leather seats and, of course you do. We have leather seats. And then, so Catherine goes, I wonder where all the water went. And I'm like, what do you mean you want to roll the water? You think like the water just disappeared off of the seats? No, it went through the leather and it's now in the sponge and I'm going to have a big wet ass the whole way home.
It evaporated.
Yeah. So I had a big wet ass the whole way home.
Oh,
everything in the car was soaking wet.
Oh,
everything
no.
in the car. Like not even pleasant, like just soaking wet because of that rain yesterday. So we didn't fight about that. At all.
It was perfect. It was a perfectly normal and quiet drive home.
Did you do Roz's argument with her?
No.
Because I've been in arguments with Roz, and this is what you do. Like,
what's Roz's argument?
So, like, if I'm you and Catherine, it would be more like,
if you're you
so
and-
what exactly was your thinking with leaving the roof open?
No, I don't talk
tell
to...
Tell me your thought process.
More. First of all, there are very few people in my life, two, that I talk to like a child. One of them is my own child.
And the other?
Not Catherine.
I talk to you the way I talk to my kid. Like when my kid does something wrong, I have to explain to her why you don't do it because you might get hurt.
It always comes down to almost getting hurt.
Right? I fear the same thing for you. So that's how I speak to you.
Thank you.
I would be devastated. I
couldn't. That would have been a very, very, very quiet car ride home between Catherine and Roz because she did leave the window open.
That would devastate me.
Yeah. Just buy new cars. I know a bunch of people with Jeeps who've done that.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I'd be crushed. I'd be crushed.
Yeah.
I want to meet someone with a G-Wagon. I want to ride in a G-Wagon.
Is that a goal?
Yeah, that's my new goal. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I can see you.
My turn?
Yes.
Your turn,
unless anyone else wants to go.
No.
I mean, we can't go again.
No.
All right, 2012. We all have Siri still. And that's, we learned that it's voiced by an actual person. And Roz and Mocha interviewed the actual voice of Siri.
Oh, let's look.
Okay, cool.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2012.
Siri, will you be on the Roz and Mocha show?
Yes.
So it was revealed that the voice of Siri is actually a real person. And although I don't think Apple's kind of staying away from all this, they like to keep the mystery with this kind of stuff going. And I don't even think that Siri knew that she was the voice of Siri. Her name is Susan Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not look like what you would imagine Siri would look like.
Hi, Susan. Susan, you there?
Good morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How are you?
Hello, Roz and Mocha.
When did you realize, the world right now is just sort of realizing who the voice of Siri is. When did you realize that you were the voice of Siri?
Oh, I knew it immediately.
You did?
Yes, a friend emailed me and said, hey, we're playing around with this new iPhone. Isn't this you? And so I had just bought an iPhone 4, so I did not run out and get a 4S, although my husband did. And I listened to the voice and said, oh, yeah, that's me.
But you didn't know that when you were voicing stuff, you didn't know that you were going to be Siri, right?
Exactly.
So wild.
Because the original recordings were done in 2005, and I was recording for a text-to-speech company,
yeah.
And I knew that the voice was going to be used and manipulated and changed for different phone systems. But at that point in time, I guess nobody, except for Steve Jobs probably, could envision that the phone system would be in the palm of your hand talking back to you. So that was a real revelation.
Now, the first thing that people do, as what I did, and I still do with Siri on my iPhone 4S, is I ask ridiculous questions just to see what the answers are.
Right.
What were the combinations of words and sentences that you had to do for this particular project? Like, how long were the voice sessions, and were you weirded out by some of the answers that you had to give?
Well, I think I'm hoping that I had saved some of the scripts, because I'm realizing that a lot of people are interested in this. I've heard this question before. I can't tell you the exact sentences, but I know that I read them 4 hours a day for an entire month in 2005, and they were sentences and phrases that were constructed to make the most combinations of vowels, consonants, diphthongs, syllables in the English language, so that after all those things were recorded, the technologists, linguists, you know, brilliant big brain people would go in afterwards and extract different sounds and then reconstruct sentences. That's called concatenation. And so that's what you hear. So it's what the folks at Apple did after the fact to construct any kind of possible answers that Siri might give to any possible questions that you might ask. So.
Now, Siri, the thing with Siri, though, is that Siri has a personality. You know what
she
I mean?
She does. She has attitude.
A little bit snarky. I asked Siri. I've never used Siri before. I talked to Siri for the first time last night, and I had never done it. And immediately, the first thing that came to my mind was, Siri, where's the best place in Toronto to buy a Now, not that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, not that I'm in the market for a
But are you serious?
Yeah, and Catherine, my girlfriend, looked at me and rolled her eyes, thinking that Siri was going to come back and tell me off. But Siri, you actually gave me the top 10 places in Toronto if I were in the market for
And there's one near you.
And there's
Yeah. And there's one near me. So with stuff like this, like, you didn't actually say that, or it's not your personality, but do you, and then believe me, 10 minutes later, like everybody else is Siri, I was like, shut up, Siri, when I was trying to get her to, like, put a reminder in my phone. Are you a fan of Siri? Like, the personality behind the sort of the technology?
Well, I think it's pretty funny because she does definitely have attitude, and she has a sense of humor, and you just never know what she's going to say. Many times she just gives you a stock answer. I think if you ask her for a joke, she says the same thing. She says, you know, oh, two iPhones go into a bar, I forget the rest, or something like that. Many times she will give you different answers to the same question, so I think that's why people have a lot of fun with it. I myself have not played with it that much because I had just bought an iPhone 4 when the iPhone 4S came out.
The way that you look, you know, people have in their own mind what Siri would look like.
Oh, I know, and I'm sure it's a huge disappointment. Everyone was assuming that it was, you know, that she looked like Sofia Vergara with a neutral accent, you know? Yeah.
You don't look like Sofia Vergara with a neutral accent. You know, you look like my aunt.
Yeah, I know, but my answer to that is, well, you know, perhaps you need to just, you know, use your imagination. You know, this is the something that we all have.
Yeah. Apple has not commented one way or another on this. That's sort of their rap. They don't really get involved in
right.
stuff
that's,
like this.
That's kind of their modus operandi. You know, I think that they are probably unhappy with the fact that there's a face associated with the original voice of Siri. But I have nothing but good things to say about Apple because I was actually very flattered that my voice was chosen because our house is full of Apple products.
There you go. Yeah. Susan Bennett, great. The voice of Siri, thank you very much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Well, thank you. Take off, eh?
Thanks for the tips on
Oh, anytime.
Take care.
Boop, boop. Can you do your own Siri voice? I bet you can. I bet you can.
Well, ask Siri. Ask Miri.
Oh, Miri? Okay, Miri. Okay. Hey, Miri, what's 7 times 7?
Boop, boop. Figure it out yourself.
And the sass from Miri. From Miri, yes.
That's exactly what I expected. Amazing. Well, thanks everyone for listening to another edition of the Roz and Mocha Retro Podcast. Don't forget, if you haven't already, download and subscribe to the podcast. You'll also be getting new episodes of the Roz and Mocha documentary that is now out. History of
How
Roz.
How great was episode one? Oh my
so,
God.
So good. So, so good. Make sure you download that. And let us know what you think about it, about all our podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. So thanks again.
I mean, if you want.
Boop, boop. Hey, Siri, what do you think of the Roz and Mocha podcast?
Boop, boop.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, Siri. He was asking Miri.
That's amazing.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.